All right. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's that show that brings you last week's geeky news. It's me. It's your host, as always. It's Dom, a.k.a. Brother Dom all over the internet, a.k.a. Commissioner Gordon Ramsay, a.k.a. Santa Claus in effect, a.k.a. Hot Pilgrim, a.k.a. Tuxedo Flask. And once again, I am joined by the ever-so-amazing co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Howdy, y'all. It is... Wow, that was so... Southern of me, oh my god.
Should I leave it in?
Yes.
It's Stephanie Cheeks.
Hey, my roommate saw the SpongeBob musical all weekend. She said it was fantastic.
That's good news.
but yeah, hey, everyone. Howdy, y'all. I'm Stephanie. We're starting off strong today. AKA Captain Steph on Twitter, The Snow Queer on Tumblr. A.K.A. Fancy Drew, A.K.A. The Last Hairbender, A.K.A. Steph Boyardee. How you doing, Dom?
A.K.A. LeVar Howdy Ball. Have you seen the stuff with LeVar Ball?
Yes.
The President of the United States is a child. Even politics aside, can we look at the fact that, like, every person that Donald Trump has had beef with in the last 6 months, for the most part, has been, like, a black sports person? Like, Kaepernick, yep. Jemele Hill, LeVar Ball. But that's not pop culture, that's just the sad reality we live in. I'm doing pretty alright. I watched Friends all weekend.
You watched Friends all weekend?
Friends was on my TV, and I didn't mind watching it while I was playing Overwatch.
How about that?
It's, the 90s was a hell of a time.
It sure was.
I can definitely say there's things I've enjoyed less. And I think the thing that people miss when they talk about anything from the 90s is the horrible, like, dad joke sense of humor that's present in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I love that. It's the same... You'd be surprised at how much, like, would you consider a black 90s show and a white 90s show have in common as far as the, like, overly blatant sarcasm that's not, like, subtle at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing. How about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I went home. We went to the museum yesterday, which was Sunday.
Baller.
Which was nice. Mostly just chilled on Saturday, so...
Very nice.
A+.
I also went to a Friendsgiving, an adult one. There was nice. The hosts had their baby there, which was made me feel old, because my friends are good parents, and obviously you always want people to be good parents, but like they were adult parents, you know. It wasn't like how teen parents will make it work and do a good job. It was like, oh hey, you know, this was kind of planned, and like it just felt very adult, and it made me sick to my stomach. I participated in the Splatfest this past weekend. I played about 4 matches and went to bed. It was sci-fi versus fantasy. I picked sci-fi and we got dusted. Fantasy won.
Who was who?
Pearl was sci-fi. And
okay. Marina was fantasy.
Yeah, Marina won the popular vote and the solo team battles, but the solo battles, but not the team battles, which I've never seen that happen, but it is what it is. You want to talk about some nerdy stuff?
Yeah, let's do that.
So right when we finished recording last time, I went on Twitter and saw that the newest addition to Tekken was going to be Noctis from Final Fantasy 15. And that's really
weird.
I
sure saw that too.
Knock, knock, it's Noctis. yeah, there's just... I love the idea that Final Fantasy characters are just in all kinds of fighting games that have nothing to do with them. Like Cloud being in Smash and Noctis being in Tekken. It's a treat. There's not much else to say about that. I just find it hilarious. Also, have you heard anything about, like, the loot box garbage going on?
Oh, the Battlefront stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been, haven't been following along, but I have been, just watching kind of, like, with popcorn whenever things show up on my timeline.
Yeah, so just to go real quick into this, so you know how, Overwatch didn't invent, but they kind of popularized the loot box thing? So there's kind of like the gacha systems in video games where like, hey, you get a certain amount of in-game currency or experience points or use real-world money and you get a little box that's full of stuff that you can use in-game. In the case of Overwatch, it's purely cosmetics, even though that does still circulate the idea of, like, the have and have not system. It definitely is trying to get you to buy stuff. But if you never open your wallet, you will never be at a competitive disadvantage. But other games such as Call of Duty and free-to-play games and Battlefront lock more interesting content behind these microtransactions and actually make it to an extent pay to win. So if you're like, I have $1 million and I want to have all the characters in Star Wars Battlefront. So apparently Battlefront has like hero characters, pretty much like you have your minions and then like you can like have a special character fight. So of course you're thinking, who do people really want? Like pretty much Vader, Han, Luke, and Leia. Like that's the big ones. And then like Kylo Ren, Boba Fett, but I mean mostly Vader and Skywalker. And they're behind like these unlock systems and micro currencies and stuff. And someone calculated it would either take you like a couple hundred dollars or like 80 or 40 hours worth of like grinding in the game. And people were not very happy about that, to the point that EA's like, we're going to dial that back and make it so you can't buy stuff and just doing damage control. And Disney was like, no, you're not ruining our property. So they had to like complain to them and stuff. So it's been a thing. It's been a thing. And it's still going on, but they did manage to score the most downvoted comment in Reddit history.
I saw that it was like 475,000 downvotes or something like that.
Maybe. When I checked, it was like 65,000, but it probably was still climbing or something. But yeah, just because they gave a really garbage corporate answer to like a concern about it. So, I mean, it's not cool that gamers were sending death threats to people. Obviously, that's never a good thing. But the positive side of what people are doing, such as voting with their wallet and not buying this stuff and sending even-headed complaints like, hey, yeah, I'm mad. I'm not going to kill anybody, but I just want you to know that I'm displeased, which is your right to do, to say things like that. Definitely made them change their mind. So, you know, keep voting with your wallet. Don't support super anti-consumer practices because capitalism's bad and there's a lot of anti-consumer stuff out there, but let's try not to support the stuff that's blatantly anti-consumer if we can.
Yeah, seriously.
So that there's that going on. Just wanted to go off of that quick tangent just to tell people about it.
No worries. I'm surprised that we didn't have that on the notes to start out with, because
it's kind of like I feel like political shows can't talk about Trump every week because there's always something going on with it, and loot boxes have been the conversation du jour this year.
That's fair.
So you can blame Overwatch for popularizing the trend for the AAA market, but you can't blame them for starting it.
And this, and even like that, still like Overwatch hasn't been doing it in like a very predatory way.
Yeah, some people like would say that it's predatory with like their timed events, but like. It is. I mean, the whole point of having you be able to pay for it, it has to be predatory in some way. But it's not tied to, like, the way you play the game. And
yeah.
And, like, everybody I know who plays it regularly, like, the people that are the target audience, like, the people that play over 5 hours a week, for instance, especially, like, 20, 40 hours a week if you're really into it, are going to be able to, like, when the holiday event comes up this year, the returning skins will come back and we'll probably get some new ones, hopefully for Doomfist, Orisa, or Moira. And, you know, I might want to buy one. And since I've been playing this game so frequently, I'll probably be able to afford one with just the in-game currency. And the events are a month long. If you really want to grind out at least one of them, you probably can. It's still meant to get you to spend money, but, like, it comes back.
But in the long run, like, you're not going to not be able to play the game to the same level if...
No, there's very few skins in the game or emotes in the game that give you any kind of tactical advantage. And the only one I think is Junkrat's, where he lays down, which is such a niche thing to do. I've seen one clip where a guy used it to, like, dodge an attack. And it was like, the application of this is so low that it would have been better for you to just, like, crouch behind a wall. Like, you were really rolling the dice. But, you know, it was... But even then, you could still, like, that's not locked behind timed events, so, like, you could get that anytime if you just put, like, probably 4 hours into the game and either get lucky. It's a whole thing. But yes, capitalism is wild, which is why we might get a Mario movie.
Oh, tell me about this.
So I didn't read too much into this because I just looked at it, laughed, and went away. So according to Polygon,
I was concerned by, is this the same, yeah, it says, the slug of the URL is Mario Movie Nintendo Illumination Universal Minions, and I saw the word Minions, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, so that's that SEO hard at work, but, Mario could get from Illumination Entertainment, they're close to a deal with feature-length Super Mario Bros. Movie, according to the Wall Street Journal. I haven't really kept up with this story. Nintendo of America told Polygon they have nothing to announce on that topic, which is classic Nintendo. But,
for real.
Illumination Entertainment is the animation studio behind the Minions and Despicable Me franchises. So if nothing else, we know they can do attractive animation. And, you know, the Despicable Me movies apparently weren't that bad, and the Minions have an appeal to somebody.
Yeah, someone likes them.
So, I mean, this movie won't be without... It will make Nintendo money, which is what they want. So... that's all I have to say about that. People say it's potential for a Mario Minions crossover, and I kind of feel like Ubisoft would not be very happy about that, because the Rabbids are basically video game Minions already.
Oh, fair.
And, you know, I feel like they're a little bit raunchier, so I know Nintendo's not going to delve into that, but they have the option to, not raunchier, but kind of crude. You can do crude jokes with the Rabbids that I don't really know if you want to do with the Minions, because they're... I don't know. I prefer the Rabbids to the Minions, because I'm a hashtag gamer.
I was just going to say, I don't know anything more about the Rabbids besides what they look like, and I still prefer the Rabbids to the Minions.
The Rabbids, at least from what I know, they seem to be agents of chaos. So, like... Even in universe, people seem to be like, I don't know why they're here, and I'm not 100% sure I want them here. Versus, I don't know anything about the Minions. They seem super, super, cash-in. Which, like, they're so blatantly built for, like, to make money, where the Rabbids seem like they were built to make money, but I can't believe it worked kind of difference. Like, they're just so gross-looking. And they were originally a Rayman property.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I knew that.
And I don't know how they spot... I don't know how this happened, is what I'm saying. But bring back Rayman for another game. So yeah, we might see that.
Ultimately.
Ultimately, bring back Rayman. What else? The Game Awards were announced.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
So Jeff Keighley is kind of the guy behind the Game Awards, and they're very, like... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, cynical, kind of like... like, you know all the stuff about the Grammys that's not the prestige part? Like the, this will, like, bump up sales. There's even, like, a most hyped game category. Like, what are people most looking forward to? And it's voted on by fans and stuff. Like, it's totally, yeah, like, the garbage that you would give gamers. But to me, that's a really good sign. Because there's not a lot of... There's no, like, the Grammys for video games, you know what I mean? There's no the Oscars, like... Like, even the Golden Globes, which people are kind of hot about this week, people are like, yeah, people are mad about it, but it's also the Golden Globes, and there's that, sort of that air of who cares, whether that's, like, the VMAs, like, who cares about the VMAs, like, Taylor Swift beat Beyonce for Best Female Artist, like, that's MTV, like, going with the white mediocrity thing again, like, ultimately, who cares? Galaxy Brain says, oh, I care because this is what kids look at, but on the surface level, it's not worth any real prestige. So the Game Awards are kind of... sort of, in my opinion, building, whether they become the prestige one or not, they're building some sort of, this is what you could look at. But there's also, I think that they seem to be, like, fair of what they're asking, like, what they're considering. Like, Game of the Year, the nominees are Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Persona 5, and Horizon Zero Dawn. And, like, okay, this is the first year where people are like, I think every game on there deserves to win. And there's about five more they probably could have put on there that wouldn't have been ridiculous. there's best game direction, best narrative, best art direction. And so, like, best art direction is Destiny 2, Cuphead, Breath of the Wild, Persona 5, and again, Horizon Zero Dawn. And it's like, yeah, yeah, those all deserve to win. Like, every one of these categories you look at, like, they all deserve to win. Like, best performance, like, for, like, a voice actor. Games for impact. Kind of the game that is... What does it say? For a thought-provoking game with a profound pro-social meaning or message. So, like, even though they have a game like this, pretty much the what's the most Cheeto Mountain Dew game, they also have the which one inspired social change, and they have like Life is Strange is on there. Nice. Yeah, so I mean, they have best ongoing game. So like your Warframe, Rainbow Six, Overwatch, PlayerUnknown's, Destiny, Grand Theft Auto Online. But it's just really cool to see like all the different stuff they have on here. It's funny, like best handheld game. It's just like five Nintendo like DS, 3DS games because they're the only people that are in the handheld space, really. so like there's a lot of different categories. Best role-playing game. So there are five nominees here. The South Park, The Fractured But Whole, Final Fantasy 15, Divinity Original Sin 2, Nier Automata, and Persona 5. And I'm like, this got me thinking a little bit, Steph, and I wonder how you feel about
it. Wait a second.
What's up?
I just put together that that's a butthole joke.
Yeah, it's a butthole joke.
Just the way you said it.
I tried to give it the dignity versus that it's
it, how it I've been reading up. It.
Yeah, it's,
when I see the name.
I didn't know you didn't know.
I did not. It is now. It's in my head now. It's cool. Let's move forward.
So, but I wanted to talk about the South Park game a little bit. I haven't played it. I read some reviews that says, you know, like, the crude humor and, like, the kind of problematic humor, people are over it now. But also, the gameplay is not as great as people would hope. But I've talked to people, and I've heard different podcasts where people are like, I think it was an alright game. And I'm starting to think, like, the problem with, like, games reviewers, movie reviewers, music reviewers, anybody who reviews content, like, who absorbs a lot of it, you start to notice the tropes and the downfalls of games, right? So, like, you think about something like Battlefront, or, like, of South Park, or, like, any kind of game where people are like, I didn't really get down with that because here's all this stuff that was wrong with it, right? The average consumer is not really seeing that stuff. Like Batman versus Superman, I think that's why it went. Like, I think those are another good thing. We're going to talk about Justice League a little bit later. If you don't watch a lot of movies, or you watch some movies, but you don't have like a critical eye towards them, you're not going to see the stuff that the critics are seeing. So, in a way, a critic's opinion means a lot, but also means nothing because you can get there's a level of boredom you can get when you've played every game or seen every movie that year, the big ten polls, versus like, oh, I only played one game this year, maybe. Like, I've only played Cuphead. That's, like, the only new game I played this year. Like, Splatoon 2 and Mario Rabbids, sure. But I haven't played a ton of games, so people say, oh, man, this is really repetitive. You know, it's pretty much just Dark Souls, but not as good. I'm like, well, I've never played Dark Souls, so, like, this hack and slash game is good. Yeah, it's new to me. So, you know, just seeing South Park here makes me wonder, like, how good is this game actually, you know what I mean? And next to these other four RPGs, it's like, I don't care if it's like the fifth, it might be the fifth best RPG that came out this year, you know, so it's just been a good year. Fighting games, family games, This family category is funny, because it's Splatoon 2, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Super Mario Odyssey, Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle, and then Sonic Mania, and it's like, there's three Mario games on here, and four Nintendo games, and one, like, just like, it'd be funny if, like, Sonic won this category over, like, several Mario games. That'd just be funny to me.
Would be very
just the idea of it, you know. So you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff on it. Yeah, like I said, most anticipated game presented by McCafe, so that's like the sponsored one. It's like gross capitalism, but you know. They even have a best student game on here, so a project created at high school or college level, you know, nice. They have a trending gamer award, which is still weird, but they actually have a woman eligible this time, so progress.
Oh.
No people of color that I know. I might be wrong. They looks like five white people to me, but I've been wrong before. But it is, you know, we're getting better. Best esports player, which two men of color, at least, maybe more.
Nice.
And then best esports team, which just kind of feels funny. So I feel bad for all like these best indie ones, like best debut indie presented by Shik Hydra, so we're going to see the Hydra bot again this year, maybe. but, like, you know, Cuphead, Golf Story are in there, Hollow Knight. Like, if you have to go against Cuphead or Super Mario Odyssey or Overwatch, like, I feel bad for you. Like, those are always solid options. So, went a little bit long on that section, but, you know, it's coming up soon.
It's all good. It is. All right, when is it exactly?
Oh, you know. Thursday, December 7th.
Ah, not too shabby.
Yeah, Thursday, December 7th. I forget what else is that day, but a lot of stuff. I think that's also the same weekend that Overwatch League preseason is. But how do you watch this, you might ask? Well, you could buy tickets and go. And apparently it's on a whole bunch of stuff. Twitch, YouTube, etc. So I recommend you watch it on Twitch and turn the chat off. Unless you like racial slurs and sexism, but, you know, even if you do, it's not a very good experience because it just goes by too fast. I just would close it. So just go on Twitter or Tumblr and just...
All those slurs just go by so fast that it's not even worth watching that way.
What a world we live in. And lastly, Blizzard World is on the PTR if you're an Overwatch fan, so go see Blizzard World, affectionately called Blizzneyland. We've talked about it before, but it's essentially a Blizzard theme park that exists in the Overwatch universe. And
That's so weird.
It provides a lot more nostalgic resonance to people who've grown up with, like, WoW and StarCraft. With all
the Blizzard games?
But it's my first. And it's just, I'm like, this is a fun map. This looks fun. It's, I don't know what that's, I know it's a StarCraft reference because it's futuristic tech, but I don't get it. Haha, yay. So, and Moira is really fun. I've got a chance to play with her.
Oh, nice. I was going to ask.
Yeah, she's, oh man, she heals so much. She's a great character. Really.
That's so good.
She's really interesting to have on your team. Like, there's not, like, I think it kind of, it makes you.
Do you think it's helping the issue of, like, the weird imbalance of.
Yeah.
Healing?
Yeah. Because she can do a lot of healing, and her damage is pretty good, but, like, Anna can do more damage than hers, and Yada. That Discord orb is ridiculous. Lucio's still the only person with speed boost, and he's, like, a good, like, duelist. And then Mercy, like, even though her res takes longer now, it still is, like, she has a res, and, like, her healing is faster than anybody else's for a single target, so, like, there's a reason to take all the healers into battle now. And then Anna's the only one who can easily take care of Pharah, which is just funny from a lore standpoint. Like, you know, tell him to shoot my daughter out of the sky. So it's, you know, there's, you know, they all have a place now. I think if they have, like, one more healer or, like, a new kind of tank or something that, like, gives you a reason to bring out somebody specific, that could be really interesting, though. So it's fun seeing the game evolve that way. Maybe Moira will get a cool Christmas skin. Maybe she'll be Krampus or something.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Or, like, some other Irish tradition that I don't know about.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking about was like, man, it would be nice if, like, they were like, let's just have a gay every Christmas. And I was like, but I hope it's not Moira, because then not only do we have two people who are, like, short-haired white ladies being the two gays, but also two people from the British Isles.
I mean, you know, it's,
not the same country, I'm not going there, but I am saying that they're all from the same general geographic.
I mean, that, yeah, but, you know, it puts a balance on it, you know, like, Tracer's unequivocally a good guy, and we know that, like, society has trained all of the queer kids to identify with villains, and, I mean, they really don't have to come out and tell us the Moira's gay, like, they could save that for, like, that. Dropping that would be like, okay, thanks for nothing. Like, what are you gonna tell us next? Yeah. Lucio's black, like.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we'll
just
get
so you know that's not Zarya's natural hair color.
I don't think it
is. In case you're wondering,
I'm pretty sure it's not. Nobody else has.
Like,
I mean,
it would be like that level of reveal. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Like, what, really? Like, her blonde ones didn't show. You know, that'd be cool if they're like, you know what, future Russia. Super all right with this kind of stuff. I want to find out. I want to learn some more stuff. They can just wait to tell us anybody in town is gay, because I would believe the only person who would be even kind of shocking would be Doomfist. And it'd be because, yeah. Like, oh, he barely has a character. But yeah, that's all the game news. Do we want to take a break real quick?
Let's chill for a sec.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and be real gay. So, enjoy this music, and we'll be back. Hey, we are back. Hope you like that music. As always, the information will be in the show notes. Happy Thanksgiving. And we get a Deadpool teaser. Steph, did you see this?
I did see it. It is, it's a very Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is. This is Bob Ross joke, which I found to be... I wasn't in the mood for it when I saw it, so I was like, whatever. But it was still good. It was good. I just wasn't in the mood for that when I, like, someone told me it was a teaser. So I'm like, just get to the teaser. And it was a pretty good teaser. The only thing that I really cared about, honestly, was Negasonic Teenage Warhead and her great short haircut.
She has a very good haircut.
It's good.
It's different than... It's a little longer on top than the last movie, but it is very good.
Yes. And it made me smile. And that's really all I needed to see for me to know the movie was going to be good.
There was that. There was, like, a shadowy shot of Domino.
Okay.
Like, blinking, you miss it kind of thing.
Oh, gotcha. And Wade was running around without his mask on.
Yes.
And Blind Al was back, which...
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I don't know if that's problematic, but, you know, a black woman gets to be in another movie, and things could be worse.
I'm okay with
that. I wonder if TJ Miller's coming back.
I don't know.
Oh, well. But, yeah. So, also, as far as teasers, we got a teaser for The Incredibles 2. You see that?
We sure did.
What a rip. That was barely a teaser.
Yeah, it was literally, like, an extended version of the, after credit scene, like.
So, I never saw the first Incredibles.
Dominic.
I mean, I know Where's My Super Suit. That's the gist of it, right?
That's the whole movie.
That's like the...
You're fine.
That's all I want to see. I'm going to watch it soon, though. It's on the list.
Before or after you watch Fury Road?
Well, I have someone getting me to watch Incredibles, so probably before Fury Road. We're keeping it 100. So there's that. And then also a trailer for the movie Rampage, which is...
I saw this.
Do you saw it last week? I didn't watch it.
I saw the trailer, yeah.
How was it?
When I was really confused the whole time, because I was like, wait, is this a King Kong movie? Like, what's happening? Like, really confused.
Did you ever see those old Rampage machines back in the day?
No, I did. I was not familiar with the fact that this was a video game franchise, because there's this gorilla, but, like, it's not like a King Kong gorilla. It's, like, first of all, it's an albino gorilla, so it doesn't look like a King Kong. And then there were, like, other critters showing up, and I was like, ooh, wait, what is this? And, like, I can't promise that I'll see it, because movies are fucking expensive in New York.
Sure.
But... It looks like it has all of the goodness of a Sci-Fi Channel original monster movie with the budget of something that could hire The Rock.
So, like, Sharknado, but the next thing.
Yeah, Sharknado, but better.
I feel like Rampage was, like, a Sci-Fi original movie level game, like, plot-wise. Like, I never played it, but every time we'd go to the laundromat with my dad, like, because he worked in the steel mill, and my mom was like, you're not washing your, like, black metal-y clothes in our washer and messing it up. So we'd have to go to the laundromat, and there was a pinball machine, a Rampage machine, and a Ms. Pac-Man machine. And so I watched my dad play Ms. Pac-Man all the time, which is harder than the original Pac-Man, if you didn't know. But I always looked at the Rampage machine like, I don't understand what's going on. I don't want to play that game. But apparently a lot of people had fun playing it, and that's what this is. So, I mean, it's just an excuse for The Rock to be silly. I mean, he's in Jumanji, so, like...
Yeah.
I don't know if Kevin Hart's going to be in Rampage, but he probably has a lot of making up to do to his wife, so he might need the money. But another game movies, kind of. There's going to be a live-action Pokemon movie.
Is this the Detective Pikachu movie?
I guess it is.
Because isn't, like, Danny DeVito going to play Detective Pikachu?
People kept making that joke. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know. That's what I associate
with. Yeah, so that was just a joke the whole time. That was never, I don't think it was ever a thing. That's just something people wanted to happen, which I get why they want to. Yeah, so it's going to be live action Pokemon movie. It's going to be directed by the same person who directed Goosebumps. So it says, Goosebumps director Rob Letterman is set to helm a script by Guardians of the Galaxy writer Nicole Perlman and Gravity Falls creator Alex Hirsch. So I think we're going to have some quality here.
Wow.
And
that's, yeah,
the Get Down actor Justice Smith is going to be the lead. He was a black guy. So there's like a lot of diversity going into this, you know. We have, is Rob Letterman a white guy? Yeah, so we have diversity in the white guys. We have a woman on staff and a black person in the writer's room. Again, still need to get the woman of color thing under control, Hollywood, but
progress is something? Question mark? It's not great.
And according to this press release, it looks like this guy, Justice Smith, is going to be... He's going to star opposite Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard in Universal's Jurassic World sequel. So we're getting a Jurassic World sequel. Is the I didn't know that.
Oh, we knew that. Oh no, that's the continuing bad news. One can only hope that they take that franchise away from Colin Trevorrow too, and give it to literally, if not anyone else, who is more qualified and has had less chance to make a tentpole movie. Just give it back to J.J. Abrams. Pull a Star Wars.
We're gonna
be
at this point where like. They won't give anything to women and or people of color. So, like, they'll just keep giving everything to J.J. Abrams. And he's like, guys, I can anybody else get a chance? Like, I can't direct every movie.
Good.
And Joss Whedon's like, I'll direct one. And J.J. Abrams is like, no, I guess I have to direct every movie
like,
now.
No.
golly. So, yeah, Detective Pikachu. You see that weird-ass Pokemon I Choose You Pikachu movie?
I could not make myself watch it.
There's a redistribution of the first episode of Pokemon, or maybe like a movie that involves that. And you remember the scene where like they're in that storm and mm-hmm. Ash saves Pikachu from like something that Pikachu seemingly caused?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes like, Pikachu, why do you do this? And normally you just get like, Pika, Pika, but in this one, Pikachu just starts talking. And in this clip, the audience, like, someone was like, I don't know if they're like making a bootleg or just recording on film because they knew, like, on their camera phone because they knew it was going to happen, which is the kind of thing that I would do. And you just hear the audience, what the f- no, because it's weird, you know? Because Pikachu's not the comic relief character that Meowth is, you know? So any voice is not going to work. It just didn't sound good.
Yeah, no matter what, that's.
Like, especially since apparently that's the first time Pikachu talks. And, like, nah, you gotta establish it, like, in some comedic scene, not, like, the height of emotional weight. This is not a good look.
Yeah.
So I didn't like it. It made me feel uncomfortable to look at, and I'm not gonna look at it again. And,
that's for
just
the
closing
best.
It out with, we can either go Justice League thoughts or Steven Universe thoughts, because you have thoughts on both.
I sure do have thoughts on both.
I have thoughts on neither.
Let's just do them in the order they're written. I think I wrote Justice League first, right?
You absolutely did.
I sure did. So, I saw the Justice League movie. It sure was a movie.
I believe you completely.
The tragedy of the Justice League movie is that it is a bunch of engaging and charismatic characters stuck in a bad Batman movie.
That sounds pretty damning.
Yeah, Batman is easily the most boring and uninteresting of all of the characters. Like, anything that he could have done that would have made him more interesting was not done. I was really expecting that he would die at the end, which I felt like might have been the better path for the DCEU.
Yeah, but they pulled that trick once.
I know they pulled it with Superman, but like, then like, at least they could open the door for like a Nightwing or like literally just a different actor to take up the Batman role, like, with, like, a background in-universe, as opposed to pulling, like, a Don Cheadle and just recasting it as someone who looks completely different.
I mean, like, you know, you get to pull that trick once, too, to shade somebody out of existence.
Once, once per... It's a comic book movie universe. Yeah, so Wonder Woman was good. Little... Like, not as good as she was in the Wonder Woman movie, and you can definitely... see, like, not just, like, I know there was, like, the hoopla about the Amazon's costumes being redesigned into, like, ugly leather underwear.
But you could tell, like, a man wrote her this time.
Yeah, but you could definitely, like, tell a man wrote and directed her in terms of, like, there were more Joss Whedon butt shots in this movie than there were, like, in, like, 5 minutes of this movie than there were in all of Wonder Woman. And, like, some of them were equal opportunity butt shots. Like, there was one scene where they were all jumping out of, like, Batman's, like, crawly tank thing. And I was like, oh, really? A Wonder Woman butt shot? And then I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess we also got a Cyborg butt shot and a Flash butt shot and a Batman butt shot.
But those are all CGI.
But,
like,
but yeah.
Do we get any Momoa booty?
And the Momoa booty. Yes.
There was or there was not?
There was, yeah.
Okay,
was.
So that's okay.
Well, he doesn't show up till the end of that scene, but...
okay.
But there was... He was... Like, the plot was just terrible, honestly. Like, there were very questionable decisions made all over the place. But Aquaman's character was delightful. Cyborg's character was delightful. The Flash is my son now. I love him very much. I wish him the best. Superman even had a personality in this movie. Like, he was, like, kind of fun and, like, actually, like, a kind of, like, had that little bit of, like, farm boy charm that, like, Superman's supposed to have as opposed to being, like, a hateful alien god.
So, like, Whedon actually knew what he was doing?
Yeah, at least on one point. But, like, yeah, like, some of the, like, it was very weird. Like, the idea, part of the setup was that, like, the world was without hope now that Superman was dead, even though Superman had only been around for, like, 3 years. And
everyone hated him, I thought, like.
I'm gonna say, and most notably destroyed Metropolis in a fight with another alien. Like, like, they show, like, cities around the world with, like, big black mourning banners with the Superman S on them, and it's like... This seems unlikely. But yeah, the banter between the people who were not Batman was good. Like, there were some nice funny beats. Like, I wish that those characters could have been together in a movie that did not have Batman in it.
That's fair. And that's unfortunate, but that's fair.
Forward to their solo outings.
I mean, well, hopefully we get that. I mean, we already see that Wonder Woman can stand on her own.
Yeah, so Wonder Woman's got a number two coming up. Aquaman is the next solo movie. So, like,
that can hopefully that could also work, good. Too.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, his character is really engaging. Like, his backstory doesn't make any sense, and they really throw a lot of the DC... like, mythology at the wall very quickly and don't bother to see if any of it sticks. But, like, Aquaman himself is quite great. And not just to look at.
Which, I mean, you know, that's alright.
Which is, like, yeah, not. You know, like, it works on, at least on that, but, like, he actually is, like, a fun character on top of being very, very attractive.
So, that's also... So we haven't had a Wonder Woman movie in what, like, ever? Or just, like, in 60 years kind of
ever.
Thing? Okay. I wasn't sure if we had, like, some before. I thought we did, but it was a show.
Nah. Just a show, yeah.
But, like, we also haven't had Aquaman in a really long time. Like, not that we specifically needed to, more or less. Mm-hmm. But, like, Aquaman has just become a joke because of Family Guy and Mermaid Man from SpongeBob. So, like,
yeah.
Even a garbage Aquaman movie is going to at least be, like, this is different.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll put something, like, fresh in the cultural consciousness about the character. Because, like, yeah, like, there was never an Aquaman movie. Like, it was just, like, there's Aquaman on, like, Justice Friends. Like...
Yeah, and he kind of didn't have a purpose, because, like, even when they were... I don't think they clowned him, but it was, like, on Earth, you're just, like, a really strong dude, and we have Superman and Wonder Woman, who's not as strong as Superman, but still pretty damn strong. Right?
Pretty close. But yeah, okay. They have a headbutt off in this movie. Which is pretty amusing.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah. But like, and like, even like with some of the characters, like, they're just like nice little like beats of callbacks to the other things that, I guess, I don't know, like, the Flash is really funny. Like, he's just, it's kind of like, like, his brain is going as fast as his feet are going, kind of thing. Like, he's always just, like, jumping from thing to thing and, like, eating a lot of pizza because he burns a lot of calories.
See, I appreciate and, like, that's in something for once.
Yeah, like, little backstory things. Can I spoil one thing for you? You're gonna see this movie?
For me, yeah, but if you're listening, just skip ahead, like, 30
seconds. It's a very small thing, but it's a crowd pleaser thing. At the very end of the fight, when they finally succeed at defeating the thing, which Cyborg has a big hand and he does do a booyah.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
It was very satisfying. I actually yelled.
Very cool. So that makes me really happy because, like,
it acknowledges that there is a fan base for the character outside of your Grimdark.
Yeah, like, there's fan service, you know? It's not like, hey, how do you like titties?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if it's Jason Momoa, then it's very much.
They're quite nice.
So, like, yeah, I've heard different things about the movie. I heard somebody say, there's, like, this thing going around Twitter every now and then. Yo, man, I wish Black Twitter went hard for Cyborg the way they do for Black Panther. And it's like, yo, like, people were excited to see Black Panther, but, like, no one was going wild for Black Panther before Civil War. We were just like, yo, he looks dope. No, like, people weren't really changing their Twitter handles. It was just like, yo, he looks cool. But, like, now that the movie's coming out, like, I'd like to, you know, it depends on what a Cyborg movie's gonna look like, but there's a lot of baggage with the DC universe, and, like, a lot of us that would be, well, a lot of us that are right now are hyping up Black Panther, like, grew up on Teen Titans' original Cyborg, and, you know, Teen Titans Go has merit to it, but you're not, like, no one's falling in love with Cyborg because of Teen Titans Go, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, Cyborg, Flash, they're all great. Like, you know, people will probably ride for Cyborg once, like, they see the movie or see what he does in his solo movie, but, like, also, like, Cyborg's really cool, but he's not, like, the king of a whole entire secret country. Like, he's just not, like, I'm sorry.
He's, like, he's, very, like, very, like, he's a genius, he's an athlete, like, there are all those things, but he's, like, impressive in a different way than Black Panther. Like, there's no one like Black Panther.
Yeah, like, that's just, sorry, like, Cyborg's probably one of, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, he's my second favorite black character in a comic book movie, which sounds really shitty, and then you realize, oh man, poor Deadshot, poor Rhodey, poor Sam. Oh, actually, we actually have more than three, and we're gonna have some women in Black Panther, so that's cool.
Yes.
Cool. Anything else on the Justice League?
No, I don't think so. It sure was a movie that I watched. I literally, like, I went to see it with my roommate, I turned to her, I was like, quick question, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, after the credits rolled, like, it was, like, enjoyable, but not because it was good.
But it wasn't bad enough to, like, laugh about either, right?
Correct.
That's, I mean,
it was kind of like, I mean, like, it's kind of like the Power Rangers movie. Like, I had fun watching it, but it wasn't great writing, and I'm only slightly curious to see what happens next.
But it doesn't, like, need to be either, right? Like,
no.
It's alright for, like, I guess it's, people will keep asking why everyone wants to compare the Avengers and Justice League. It's like, DC very clearly is trying to get in on some of that sweet Avengers money. But, like, they don't really need to. They could
try something else.
Like, yeah, it's fine. You know, we're good with this. This is, just make whatever you want to make. And, I mean, we like the characters. People will show up. Okay. How about this next thing?
So the next thing is, Steven Universe, which is, like, 2 week old news, and you still haven't seen it, but fast. It was just, like, it was 5 episodes, it was Steven Baum, but it was mostly character development stuff as opposed to, like, plot development. There was one very gay Peridot and Lapis episode.
So it was a Peridot and Lapis episode?
Yes, it was just, like, a regular Peridot and Lapis episode. There was some Sadie stuff, there was some Mayor Dewey stuff. The Sadie stuff was the most memorable to me. And also, like, they're trying to get Steven to deal with his emotions about, like, the gems and his dad are all trying to get him to, like, deal with his emotions about, like, the space trauma.
That's fair.
And he's kind of being avoidant. But yeah, so there's there's it's much more like meaty character stuff than it is any kind of plot stuff, but I really enjoyed the Sadie episodes because with Lars gone, she's been working like double and triple shifts at the Big Donut and she's like dying. It's delightful, but she like it's very like subtle, like communism for kids kind of, like, because she like gets like real bitter and hateful towards the idea of like being a wage slave.
That's fair.
And sings this really badass song called The Working Dead about
you know, Chris Hardwick's gonna host a show called the sorry, it's Working Dead. There's a joke, I don't know.
You tried, it's cool.
Because I realized The Walking Dead just turns into Talking Dead. And Working can't turn into Talking because it's the same show, so.
Yeah.
Sorry. Audience.
Oh, you tried, it's cool. It's like, it's a bop, it's very good. And I'm mad at my head because it has enough tonal similarity to the theme song, like, we are the Crystal Gems, like, that like, because I know that song better, like, my brain keeps turning it into that, and like, no, that's wrong. It's different, it's darker.
Is it though?
Like, at the end of the thing, she does herself up in zombie makeup and eats a donut in silhouette, so she's just like dripping red jelly around her mouth.
That's a lot, Steph.
It's real grim.
Okay, I mean, you know, I'm kind of digging this. I think I might be ready to watch this.
Yeah, it'll take you less than an hour because it's 5 11-minute episodes.
Oh, it's Steven Universe. Steven bombs are more like short bombs. I don't know.
you're not batting.
They're more like Steven shorts. Yeah, there we go. There it is. Got him.
You are just swinging for the fences tonight.
so no plot development though on these, really?
So yeah, no real plot development. There's a little bit about the kindergartens, a little bit about the like how what Lapis and Peridot fear is going to happen now that Earth has been brought back to the Diamond's attention. But none of that actually playing out yet.
Man, this show's pacing is rough.
It'd be less rough if they had put episodes out on a regular schedule.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just give us like the 3-4 month break and just give us another season. Like,
Rick, go straight to the Netflix model.
I mean, that could work too. Like, Rick and Morty even did it. Like, granted, we had to wait 1.5 years, but we got, well, they took a break for like Labor Day or whatever, but like 11 weeks of episodes, like a show.
And like a show, like a traditionally airing television show.
And then, you know, then we got more, and it's, I'm not expecting them to rush or anything, you know, make your episodes however long it takes, but like, I'd rather just have a steady drip of content than like, holding my mouth underneath a faucet and I just get a drop every now and then, you know? Well, that's something. Well, I'll have to watch them soon, and hopefully we see some good cosplays at the next con of Lapidot. Oh, and apparently the Steven Universe game came out.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, you want it's on Xbox One and PS4. So, like, not Nintendo Switch or PC, which is probably what most children have access to, or whatever the target demographic is. So, who knows? Well, hey, let's take a break, and we will talk to you after that with a kind of a newish section.
Woohoo!
Peace.
Alrighty, y'all. I hope you enjoyed those first two sections. We are kicking off a kind of similar, but not quite the same section for Instead of Shit We Got this week, because we haven't really gotten that much shit the last couple of weeks, and this is getting kind of boring.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd switch it up a little bit, so you don't have to listen to us ramble on about, like, our groceries.
and gross capitalism, smash it.
Yeah. So we figured instead of stuff we got, we will instead do stuff we liked. And sometimes that will be stuff we got, and sometimes it'll be just something we read, or something we saw, or, you know, something we played, something fun.
Yes.
You want me to kick it off?
I'd love you to.
Cool. Well, I finally finished the fifth season series this week, which is the N.K. Jemisin, like, speculative fiction, kind of sci-fi, kind of fantasy series, that we've talked about it a couple times. Like, TNT has optioned it for a show. It's something that I'm, like, I think we talked about a couple weeks ago, and I was like, how is Amazon
oh, yeah,
spending record amounts of money on a Lord of the Rings reboot when they could have picked this up instead? Like,
yes, I recall
and instead
that.
TNT is making it, But it is just a very fascinating and heavy and, like, emotional and funny and wonderful examination of, like, it's this really compelling sci-fi story, but it also has, it digs into, like, many different intersections of privilege and oppression and relationships and just, like, it has, like, a wealth of diversity, it has trans characters, it has queer characters, the main character is an older Black woman, who's a mother, and the main, although she has loves over the course of the series, the main conflict is her reuniting with her daughter, and a lot of the themes are about motherhood and doing what's best for your child, even if that's not what the child wants, and how do you when do you decide to put what you think is best for your child aside because they're able to make their own decisions, and it's just, like, galaxy brain. Like, I'm just... that's how I feel. I'm just like, this is the best. So, highly recommend it. Took me too long to finish the last book. I started it on the plane home from vacation and did not have time to sit and read since then, so
man, busy.
Yeah, so I finished it on for a Saturday and I was very happy that I did.
Good. Very nice.
And how about you?
I was playing a game called Mini Metro this weekend. Mini Metro, which is about, like, a metro, like metros.
Like a subway?
Yeah, subways. It's very minimalist, uses very flat colors and that sort of thing. I think I may have mentioned it once before that I was playing it, but it's a very peaceful game, where basically you have a bunch of different shapes that represent stations, and if a symbol appears above that, like, say there's squares above your circle, you need to get those squares to the square station. And the every so often you'll get, like, new lines you can use, like, so either you can either put a new line or put a new carriage or put a second locomotive on your different tracks, and you'll need bridges that or tunnels depending on what the geography says, but across the rivers. But it's, like, really peaceful, and the music's like boom boom boom, like, it makes like little sound effects and stuff that are like sort of chimes. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing. It's very peaceful, and can kind of do it. You can pause it, and if you lose, you can keep on playing, or you can try again once you beat the level.
Very soothing.
Yeah, like, once you lose, you're like, hey, it says, do you want to just keep building in endless mode and see if you can, like, fix it or get your score up, and if not, you can restart. Like, yeah, I'll do that, and it turns, like, all the, like, the little, even the warning things are just kind of like, woo, 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 like, it's real...
Uh-huh, it's not like a scary noise.
No, it's not like blaring in your face or anything like that. So it's just very nice and calming, and I think it's either like $5 or $10 on, I want to say, Steam. I think it's also on mobile devices like Android or iOS. Don't quote me on that. but you can get it from a lot of places, so, like, I recommend getting it if you want something peaceful. You know, I'm going to do you a favor and see if you can get on the Google Play Store. Mini Metro. Come on, rolling the dice. Yep, you can get it for, actually, you can get it for 99 cents on the Google Play Store.
Nice.
So I highly recommend it. I haven't played it on mobile, but, you know, it's probably pretty all right.
So you've been playing on browser? Or?
I downloaded it. I have it. I think I must have gotten it from
Steam or?
Well, like Good Old Games or something. Or maybe even Humble Bundle, but it's just an EXE file that's just like on my desktop. I think I might have it on Steam as well, but it's just like I just have an executable file.
And, gotcha.
Definitely a fun, nice little common game. Yeah, it's normally $5, but it's on sale right now. So.
Yeah, it's $5 on in the App Store.
Yeah, I would if you're looking for something to play like on train rides or a quick toilet game or something like that.
Yeah, it would be especially like a. Kind of like schadenfreude-y to be like stuck on the MTA, like,
yeah, I guess you're right.
At least I can build a better train on my phone.
So yeah, I kind of played a little bit of that over the weekend, and it's always a treat to play that.
Seems
so
quite nice.
Yes, yeah, that's what I did. And then, you know, Christmas gifts are coming in and whatnot, so, you know,
yes, I have to go wrapping shopping.
Yo,
tomorrow or Wednesday.
Is there a dollar store near you?
There are plenty of dollar stores near me, but I have been a lazy asshole. And also, I needed to buy. I needed to buy toilet paper today, so that was a lot bigger than.
Oh, good point. You need to be an active asshole.
Yeah, I need to go out and seek out the. when you're one person who lives alone in, or who doesn't live alone, but one person who is shopping alone, with no like cart. Then the number of things you can carry back are limited, and when you have a 12-pack of toilet paper, that's about all you can carry back.
So you're a lonely, loaded asshole.
Well, if we're gonna get gross,
you said
I have lots of toilet paper.
You
so
you started this.
To be very cleanly.
See, no. You gotta get the fucking.
You gotta get the wipes, so it's not like wiping peanut butter off the wall.
I wasn't gonna do that again. I've already did it three times. Comedy comes in threes. I was just gonna be a friend and be like, "Look, just get the wipes. You know, it's good. It's sanitary." Yo, that's what I want for Christmas.
That's not what you're getting for me, homie.
No, I didn't say no. I said this is what I want.
Okay.
A bidet.
Oh, a bidet. I was like, wipes? Like,
no, homie. No, I don't want wipes for Christmas. Yo, you can get the bidet attachment for $35. I can have this by November 22nd if I order it now.
Man, it's Amazon's what I want choice. Is a fucking Japanese heated toilet seat. Those shits are like $100 or like $400 on Amazon.
Dog, there's color options for like the little thingy that you control. Yo, heated toilet seat? Is that what we're doing?
That shit is, it's good stuff.
Fam. Yo, but you can buy like... Okay, so you can get like there's some cheap ones you can get.
I like this global motion activated toilet nightlight.
Yeah, where's that at? The global. Are you on Amazon?
Yeah, I just searched a heated toilet seat.
That's what I did too, but I don't see the global.
It's about three quarters of the way down.
Oh, $10.50. Yo!
Make it look like a pool in the middle of the night, like.
That's the stuff.
Oh, yeah, this is the one right after that is the toilet seat that I'm talking about. That's, like, what, like, every public bathroom in Japan has is, like, this, like, intense, like, remote control.
Is it the Tsuji one?
Toto. Washlet.
Toto? T-O-T-O?
Uh-huh. C-100, elongated bidet toilet seat with pre-mist cotton white.
Cotton white, that feels a little bit... Yeah, I would have went with pearl, but okay. Man, this looks like 90s tech. Like, look at the remote. Yo, so wait, it's a heated seat too?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-mist bowl before each use. Convenient arm control panel. Yo, temperature control. Fam, this is ridiculous.
You're welcome.
Yo, I'm gonna have to... This isn't even...
Put that on your Christmas list.
Oh, yo, so I don't have to go with cotton white stuff. I can go with Sedona beige, you know, if you want your toilet seat to look like it's been sitting in the sun for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do the peanut butter thing again, Steph. What do you think this All is? Alright,
well. Shall we, on that delightful note?
No, last thing. There's one.
What's your last thing?
Yo, the boss bidet. Bold toilet attachment. Line.
Bold?
Clean your tushy. And... Line. Warranty lifetime. Like, no, it's bold. The bold toilet attachment. B-O-L-D.
Oh, no, it is bold. Okay.
It's like gold damn nozzles and stuff. That's a little much.
So, like, this $350 C100 toilet is not as... It's like the basic economy basic of the toilet seat, because you could go up to the S350E, which has the C100 only has three of these things. The S350E has air deodorizer, air dryer, auto open and close seat and lid.
That's a bit
E-Water Plus, which is I don't even know what that is. Tankless instantaneous heated water, a nightlight, the pre-mist, a pulsating cleanse, whatever that means, the remote control, and wide front cleanse, again, whatever that means.
So we all know what pulse cleanse means.
Shit, that thing is $1,000.
And, yo, the rear has pulsating and oscillating. Like, how dirty is your ass that you needed to oscillate? Like, what did you do? Did you need it? If you want to find us on social media, you can go to Twitter at CharacterRev. That's two R's in the middle. Character R-E-V. I'm Brother Dom. Steph is Captain Steph. The Snowcore on Tumblr. I'm Brother Dom on Tumblr. You can find this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Podcasts. Any podcast catcher, you can go on the browser, characterreveal.simplecast.fm, patreon.com/characterreveal, and that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
You can find me on Amazon shopping for electronic toilets. until next time, see you later.
Bye.